Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Our morning message will be brought to us by Russ Shoemaker, a layperson of this congregation, and I am Linda Schramm, worship leader for this morning. Okay. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship as we light the candles. Our praise song this morning is Let There Be Peace on Earth, hymn number 431. Will you stand as able? Join me with, I guess we say standard. Will you join me in the call to worship, which is the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Prayer. Almighty God, Almighty Father, we praise you for your glory, and we thank you for our gift of life. Thank you also for always listening to our prayers and understanding our situations and needs. Father, in you alone we rely on guidance and strength. Help us always to be attentive to the presence, voice, and direction of your Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts and souls. Likewise, please help us to live in faith and not in doubt, to live in hope and not in despair, to live in peace and not in anger and hate, to live in the light and not in sin, to live in self-giving and not in selfishness. Father, in all things, let us give glory to your most holy name by the way we pray, the way we relate, the way we speak, and the way we behave and act. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our opening hymn is Come, Christians, Join to Sing.
We do have some kids here today. Super. Good morning. I hear you're going to lead us in a little bit. And if you'll notice that the title of the message this morning was what? Listen to the music. Great. So I want to talk to you a little bit about music. You like music? Obviously you like music. What's your favorite kind of music? Do you have one? Do you have anything? Do you have a favorite artist?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo, someone I never heard of. But there's a generation gap here. She's good? Okay, I'll take your word for it. Do you have a favorite artist? Do you like music? Is your sister your favorite artist?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, we look forward to that. But I wanted to tell you, this morning's service is going to be a little bit different than normal because you're going to get a message, but it's going to be mostly a message through music. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But Kylie's going to minister to us this morning, too, and she's going to minister in music. And I got to let you know, I'm so proud of you for stepping up and using your talents and using your gifts to share the Word of God with others. I don't think there's anything else you could possibly do that's any better than that. And I hope you continue to do that all your life. And I hope we all do that. We don't all sing, that's for sure. But we have talents and we have gifts and we have things that we can do. We can just smile at somebody. We can just say good morning to somebody. And it could be a gift. So that's kind of the message of the morning. And I thank you guys, you gals, for coming up here this morning. And you join me in just a quick little prayer. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of children. We thank you for the new babies that have come to this congregation. We pray that they will also be raised to have faith and to be part of your family. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless Kylie when she sings for us and that we will be blessed by the beauty of her song and the beauty of her voice. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Psalm 57, verses 1 through 11. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be all the earth. Be over all the earth. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Linda, for sharing that this morning. Ask that you please join us in the spirit of prayer. Lord, we come before you this morning ever grateful for the many gifts you have given us. First and foremost, the gift of life itself. We are so happy to know that we have new life in this congregation. One of those babies is here this morning, the other one not. But we are so happy and so grateful for life and what it means. And we ask that these children be raised with the knowledge of you as their Savior and you as who they should look up to and admire. We thank you, Lord, for everybody that's here this morning and the individual gifts that they bring to us. We thank you for them, and we ask that we all join together as one church, one family, and we all together can worship, and we all together can praise you and give thanks for the many blessings you've given us. We ask you especially this morning that you be with Pastor Lisa and her family as they are traveling. Be with them and bring them back home safely, and pray that they will not have any issues or difficulties along their trip. We pray also, Lord, for this country, for the leadership. We pray for this church, the leadership of the people in this church. We know, God, that we need to turn to you. We need to look at you for guidance, for strength, and for the right path that we need to go down. We pray all these things in your name, Lord, and we join together in the prayer that you taught us all so many years ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I think it's time for Kylie.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go when she was running low on faith and gasoline. She was so scared. Not on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. She knew she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. Both her eyes flashed before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. Save me from this road. Take the wheel. Mm-hmm. It was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder when the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. For the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said she's sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me one more chance. Save me from this road I'm on. Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, I'm letting go, so give me one more chance. Save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, take it from me.
Thank you, Carly. That was great. That was a Carrie Underwood song. I even knew that. Good for you. The New Testament this morning is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. Be careful, then, how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs to one another, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God for the people of God. So I got to tell you, this is really rather coincidental that the song that Kylie chose, I'm not going to sing to you this morning. Well, I wouldn't do that to you. But I do have a video or two or three or four or whatever I want to show you, because the whole premise of the message this morning is listen to the music. And there are so many ways to spread the word of God. Kylie just showed you one of them. That was good. But I would say songs throughout the ages, and you know, you could have hundreds and hundreds of them, but I chose some this morning because it kind of conveys to the message that I wanted to give, that the message is in the music. So the first one, if Kevin is ready. As I look around, I see some of you are probably a little older than me and some are my age, and you might recognize this. And for others, just listen to the words and let it speak to your hearts.
Well, now everybody's trying to tell us what to do. And how are we to know whose word is true? All the preachers just keep on bringing us the word. And from St. Paul to Billy Graham, the same is heard. And the preacher said of truth, Jesus said.
And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Well, we can see that the world is full of greed. There's so much hate, yet there is so much need. What can we do when no one seems to care? What should we do when there is no love there? And then the preacher said of love, Jesus said,
love thy neighbor as thyself.
Oh, please tell us the road we ought to go in such confusion. How are we to know? And if there's a heaven, show us to escape. Oh, show us, preacher, before it's too
Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Please tell us how we can find the way to climb every mountain that we face every day. And in time of trouble, what to depend upon?
Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
And that's what the preacher said. Jesus said, tell the preacher.
The preacher said, Jesus said. What a powerful message. I don't know, but I can remember when I was a little boy sitting in our living room on the couch watching Billy Graham Crusades. That goes way, way, way back. But they were very popular, and I know my mom in particular never watched much TV, but when Billy Graham was on, she was in there watching TV with everybody. And that's one of my best memories I have. And that's a message that has never died, will never die. And it is up to us, you and me, to keep that message alive. And just think how much better the world would be if everybody here did only what Jesus said. The second song I want to play for you, I got the idea from it. I remember going way back, I think it was probably, I know it was after 1975, but it was between 75 and 82 or whatever in there. There was this movement that the question was, is God dead? And I can remember Reverend Kim, Fred Kim, standing up here one morning during his Sunday morning message, and he said very powerfully, Jesus, or God, is not dead. He said, I spoke to him this morning. The message in this next song is you have to believe. And Kevin is going to play a song that tells you about believing.
Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. It's been a few long summers out on his old porch swing. Said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife, lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled, said, I raised my hand. Just what I can see, oh, I believe. A few years later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. She said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley's died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody served a ticket to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye, said, I raised my hands, bow my head, finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more just what I could see. I can't quote the book, the chapter or the verse. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know I'm more and more convinced, the longer that I live, yeah, this can't be. No, this can't be. No, this can't be.
Your personal experiences, you all have your influences, and this guy in the song anyway was a very generational gap between him and who taught him to believe, who led him to believe. So it's never too late. I agree with the words 150,000%. The older I get, the more the more convinced I am that this is not all there is. And I think everybody knows that. And you put your faith and you believe, and better yet, you share that belief, you share that faith with others. And that's part of your mission here. I go back, the next song Kevin's going to play was, I tied it to a message way back when. Some of you remember Pastor Ellen, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was her last Sunday here as pastor. She stood up here on the pulpit, and she said, "The world is a mess." I have never argued with that thought. We live in a wonderful world. I mean, our world is so good, but the world is a mess. And the next song you're going to hear suggests a remedy for the mess of the world. So when it all boils down to what it boils down to, it's you and God. And one day you will answer to God for your life. One day you will face God. And until that time, you can only imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
So listen to the power of music and the influence of music, and how it can impact you and how it can impact your life and your relationship with God. If our ushers would please come forward. Father, we thank you for these gifts, and we thank you for those who gave. We pray, Lord, that you will bless both to your name, to your service. We ask this in your name. Amen. I want to thank Melissa. She is so faithful and so loyal, supplying the music to the pulpit here Sunday after Sunday. Thank you, Melissa. It means a lot. And Kylie and all those other people who stand up here and are brave enough to stand in front of a crowd and share their talents. It's a great thing. Our closing hymn this morning is number 701, When We All Get to Heaven. Go forth in the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil to evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of his Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forever. Amen. And our closing chorus. Have a good weekend. Listen to the music.